AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. Gulf and Israeli officials tell AP Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and other Gulf allies are urging President Trump to keep prosecuting the war against Iran, saying Tehran's not been weakened enough. The Saudis and the UAE pushing the hardest, with the UAE favoring a ground invasion. John Gambrell has more.
In an interview with the Financial Times, President Trump said he's considering having American troops take Karg Island. That is the Iranian oil terminal in the northern part of the Persian Gulf through which the Islamic Republic ships most of its oil. Trump considered taking Iranian oil in that interview. At the same time, he suggested that negotiations with Iran were going well. Tehran today acknowledged receiving a 15-point ceasefire proposal from the Americans. And Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman dismissed it as outlandish.
Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed's closely watching inflation as the war causes energy prices to spike.
With gas prices inching toward $4 a gallon in the U.S., Powell says it's important to monitor inflation expectations.
You can have a series of these supply shocks, and that can lead, you know, the public generally, businesses, price setters, households, lead them to start expecting higher inflation over time. Why wouldn't they?
But speaking at Harvard University, Powell says there's not a lot the Fed can do about it.
Energy shocks have tended to come and go pretty quickly. Monetary policy works with long and variable lags, famously.
Meaning by the time any monetary policy change takes effect,
the oil price shock is probably long gone.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the TSA says most of its officers today received most of their back pay for working during the shutdown. Johnny Jones is with the TSA union.
Things are getting back to normal. They're not fully back, but, like, you know, some of the lines are gone in Houston, you know, but some of the airports, it's going to take some time.
This is AP News. In Brazil, prison inmates can cut their sentences by reading books, proving they understood them.
Inmates in a women's prison in Rio de Janeiro describe reading as relief from stress. Emily de Souza says the program helps her cope and brings her closer to seeing her young son. For me, it's really great because it not only helps pass the time, but it's also an escape, a chance to step away from this environment for a bit, to think about other things, other stories, and other people besides myself. Literature professor Paulo Roberto Tonani says literature is a human right. He says our goal, which underpins everything we do, is to ensure this right. First, the right to lower one sentence through reading, to participate in this process, in this project, and second, to truly consider access to literature. Officials say reading supports reintegration, but access varies widely. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.